The mention of cuckoo, really, the cuckoo. Do you hear a cuckoo in the Frühlingstraum of Winterreise?
Yes. Mm. There are a lot of birds in Winterreise. I mean, you could do a whole aviary, you could do some ornithology. Indeed, at some stage or other, I've looked at the ornithology of the lead, and I hear Beethoven is one of the very best. You know, it's exactly how a bird sounds. It begins in the Pastoral Symphony. And each bird is, I think, a kind of emblem of a feeling as well as a bird call or cry. And that's really the best composer of all, it seems to me, for the song and the flight of birds, their movement, is Brahms. Rather surprising. Yeah. I mean, he somehow, North German that he is, wishes to think of himself as a bird. And the music so often flaps its wings, sings and flies. Never mind about the beard, never mind about the thick serge trousers. Off it goes, up into the air. Yeah, I love it. And so I think a special study has yet to be written about.
But what's interesting about the cuckoo in Winterreise is not only A, that Americans never understand because they don't have a cuckoo.
No cuckoo? No. G.
Wood.
A cuckoo craft.
Not the actual cuckoo. And then, in fact, do you think it's possible that that is just because it's a spring thing, or do you think it's possible that that is his own position?
Oh, I'm sure, I'm not sure, but I rather fancy that all such references are...
There's another man taking his girl.
Yes, right. And when Shakespeare, if you read that lyric, it's not only the references to cuckoo. There are all sorts of other references which are absolutely hidden in that lyric until you hear the Warlock setting. And Shakespeare had left his wife about at the time they were married, actually, and come to London, and left his wife in Stratford. And it was a kind of obsession in his mind. You can hear it not only in that song, but in other lyrics, in other dramas. So I think Warlock had a very just apperception of what the words actually meant and felt.
You get an equivalent to the cuckoo in Shakespeare and in the Italian theatre with the use of the horns.
Ah, yes.
Which occurs so often.
In Figaro, for example.
Yes, exactly, Figaro.
Apritium un po', yes.
And then that's echoed when you have Octavian having his way with Marshall in the Prelude to Rosencrantz. Through the horns.
He's very young, of course. Yes, I agree. And yes, I know of no such effect, however, in the more domestic atmosphere of the lead. It's hard for me instantly to think of a domestic lead parallel to horns in Figaro and the Strauss. However, I dare say such things exist.
Only one of the horn motifs occur sometimes in the Adventure and Faldusgespräch.
Yes, and of course a lot in Der Jäger, of course a lot in Die Schöne Müllerin. And they may somehow, I mean, the horn and the cuckoo may have got mixed here to produce one awful, ghastly image. Yeah.